KD, this is Ned. Are we in emergency mode?
Not anybody said anything in the past like 5 minutes or so. So, November 9, Tango Echo Charlie.
Earlier they were talking about maybe bringing the repeater into emergency mode. I just want to make sure that we're not. So I didn't want to mess up that. How y'all doing?
Doing good. We burnt from loose. They're somewhere in North Georgia on the way back to Pensacola. And Mike just texted. He's at Walmart and Silva picking up stuff. So we're good. But we've heard rumors that the fuel depot down there might be out of fuel. So we don't know what's going to happen with that as far as getting fuel up this way. And it's maybe Friday before we get power, what we just heard.
That's not good news for either thing. The fuel depot up being out, power being that long. Well, I'm going to go get a battery box. I'm going to bring a car battery in the house and run the other radio off of it. Yeah, we're finding out some things about battery issues now.
Roger, roger on that. So, anyway, I'll keep it quick, short, in case they need the repeater. So, just let you know. I'll be listening, I guess, about this time tomorrow if I don't hear from you anymore.
That was another question I have for anybody listening. If they think it's safe to bring the car battery inside the house, I've never heard of anything going wrong with that. I know you don't want to charge one in the house.
HKX.
P4SKD.
Hey, Larry, I wouldn't recommend bringing that in the house because it's going off gas anyway. So that's not good unless you can vent it outside. But if you want to set it right at the door and run your cable in, then that would be okay.
I was looking for some kind of response about that. Yeah, I guess I'll scrub that plan. I did go to Batteries Plus and I bought a 12-volt, 14-amp hour battery. It's just a sealed battery, and I put that in here, and I've got another need for another one. So that's the kind of information I need to know.
Yeah, glad we could help. And how's my signal coming out there?
Great. Just absolutely wonderful. Nothing to complain about.
We're just getting set up a mobile station here, so I wanted to make sure everything was sounding good.
I'll go ahead and sign and let the repeater go back to normal use or whatever y'all fixing to do, emergency, but I did want to holler at my brother and appreciate the info, and I'll let you turn it back. Randall, we'll talk to you about this time tomorrow if things are okay. KC4SKD.
QSL, Larry, QSL. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. Thank you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You and Randall, be careful out there, and if you're out and about, and if not, stay safe where you're at home. And we're trying to get things set up here, so I'm going to step back. Shane, you still on frequency?
I moved to Mount Mitchell to put a request in. I'm back.
I was just doing a signal check. We're just getting set up.
Video, it sounds awesome.
I got my 991A set up in here. I was more comfortable using it than anything else, so I just took my station down at home and brought it here.
Good. I'll be here. Just let me know.
Keep going for a few more minutes. We got some other things we're doing. I just wanted to check where you're at.
Busy. I've just been kind of listening and talked to Eddie there for a minute. We'll talk to you in a minute. N4ZLK.
Okay. Standing by.
NW4SOE.
Hang on just 1 minute. I think there was another station in there behind you. Let's let them go first. Other station, N4ZLK. Go ahead. Make a call, N4ZLK. Another double. I heard Andy, KI4. That's all I got, and there was somebody else. Andy, wait just a minute. Let me see if I can get this other station. Go ahead, N4ZLK. N4, and that was it. You got the rest of your call? Sorry. Hi, N4ZLK.
4LZI.
It ain't no emergency or nothing like that, but I just got a question for you. How in the world where you live up there get into that Mount Mitchell repeat? Right here where I'm at, I can run 50 watts on my outside vertical. And I still can't get into it reliably.
Conditions, because there have been times when I can't get it, but I was able to get them on medium power all day today. I've been able to copy them and get into it, so I don't know if something changed, if a tree got blown down out of the way that was between us, but I'm able to make it now.
Many, many years, every now and then with 50 watts I can get into it, but I can't tell on it being reliable. Now I can hear it, like I heard you all go. But I cannot get into that repeater reliably in this hole I'm in with 50 watts, because I always suspect Caesar's head kind of blocked it up somewhat.
Yeah, roger that, Andy. I've been through, like I said, there have been times I can't make it, but today it seems to work. And I'm glad to hear you. I was wondering about you, and Matthew, WW4JET, said he heard you on the Pickens net, so I'm glad you're all right. Do you need anything, or are you guys doing all right?
I don't have any emergency. I've just been mostly keeping quiet because I've been having to do some modifications and things like that so that for the past couple of days, this HT is all I've had, you know, to get out on anything. And right now, with this, and of course, I'm running just a half a watt, but I've just been kind of conserving my battery power, but I heard you all go on Metro, and it kind of bored me knowing where you live there.
Glad I was able to make it, but you be careful, and if you need anything, give us a call. I'm not far from you, and I can, you know, if you need something brought over, just let me know. W4SOE, 73 Andy, let me pick up W4SOE. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Shane. I'm going to make a trip to the store, but if you're going to be holding it down, when I get back, which won't be long, if it helps so you don't have to bounce between frequencies, I can take anything that you pull in and transfer it over to Mount Mitchell, so we can keep coverage on this machine at the same time.
That I should be here now. That was actually one of my daughter-in-law has a friend up there, and nobody's heard from her and her family. So I was relaying that for myself or for her. So I should be here. But that's good to know. One of us can bounce back and forth for sure. And I just told him I would go back and check later on. I wasn't going to monitor. But thanks for that, Sean. Be careful. N4ZLK, standing by.
All right. W4SOE, I'm going to break for a minute.
I'm going to sign out and go back just to monitoring. I just heard you doing that, Shane, and it kind of surprised me. KI4LZI4, we're going back just to monitoring.
Nice to know you're out there, and you're all good. KI4LZI, N4ZLK.
ZLK W4SOE. Did you catch the information I put out earlier about the two Wi-Fi hotspots, Starlink Wi-Fi hotspots in Asheville, and the information on the water and food being airlifted into near Asheville?
Didn't write it down. I heard you talking, but I was also busy doing other things, not radio related, so it went right over me.
If you want to write it down, you can. Otherwise, I've got it written down, and you can direct it to me if needed.
I'll write it down, and maybe somebody else can benefit from it. Go ahead.
Yeah, glad to. So the first site is at the Doubletree. I assume that's a hotel. Doubletree on 199er Haywood Road. 199er Haywood Road. The SSID for the Wi-Fi is SORTOR Starlink, all one word, Sierra Oscar Romeo Tango Oscar Romeo Starlink. And the password is NC Strong, November Charlie Sierra, Tango, Romeo, Oscar, November, Golf. Alright. At the Ferguson Shelter in Asheville, located at 340 Victoria Road. I say again, 340 Victoria Road. SSID is Hold Starling, I spell Hotel Alpha Lima, Lima Sierra Tango, Alpha Romeo Lima India November Kilo. The same as the first, NC Strong.
Ferguson Shelter, 340 Victoria Road, SSID Hall Starlink, H-A-L-L-S-T-A-R. What did I do? Hall Starlink, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Over.
Okay, password NC Strong, and then Sordor Starlink, and NC Strong on the other one.
And let me know when you're ready to copy the water and food location. To Harley-Davidson on Interstate 40 East. I'm told that the address is 20 Patton, like the general, Patton Cove Road. Right off of I-40 east of Asheville.
20 Patton Cove Road at the Harley-Davidson, right off I-40 east of Asheville.
That's correct, and it's near the Buckeye Antique Shop, or Buckeye Antique Mall.
Air drop.
Food and water was being airlifted into that location.
For that, I wrote it down. Thank you for that information. Am I assuming correctly that that would have been put out on the Mount Mitchell?
Both the Wi-Fi information and the food delivery.
John, I appreciate that. W4SOE N4ZLK.
Service Shane.
It's, I have to kind of walk around a little bit.
Are you able to send texts? Over.
Yes.
Let me give you my number. I'm going to be mobile for about 20 minutes, but I have a radio in the car and phone service is working. And then you can text if you need anything. Prepare to copy. Over.
Copy.
Niner, 3-1-2-1-7. 5700. How copy?
1-217-5700.
That's it. Good copy.
W4SOE N4ZLK.
Four Bravo Golf Echo.
B Bravo Quebec Echo. Is that what you said?
It's Bravo Golf Echo, and I get it, man. Radio's being crazy today, so I won't get you this time. I just want to get a signal report. I just acquired a car battery, and I'm kind of using that as a battery backup, so I just wanted to see how my signal was coming.
Awesome signal.
Roger that. Yeah, later I'm hoping to be able to be a little bit more of a help, but I'm trying to take care of some things around here, as we all are doing. So appreciate you coming back with the signal report. I'll get out of the way for any emergency traffic or whatever's going on. Thank you so much. KQ4BGE73.
Offer, and I'm sure they could use it at some point. KQ4BGE N4ZLK.